Governor Kasich says schools need to become more efficient, and he says government needs to be better at funding schools in a way that encourages that. He says his plan takes politics out of the process.
The minute you play politics is the minute you get lost. And we did not want to do that. We wanted to deliver the resources of this state fairly. And we wanted to make sure that every boy and girl, no matter what district they come from, are going to be in a position to have the resources they need to be able to compete with boys and girls in any other district across the state.
Kasich says his new plan is fully funded and constitutional, and he stresses no school district will receive fewer dollars than it did last year. But the formula for determining how much schools will get in the future will change. Kasich says some school districts that have low property values and low incomes will get more state money under this formula. He says his plan assumes all school districts will receive a base amount, 20 mils. And if low-income school districts can't meet that amount on their own, the state will make up the difference. He adds some districts could be getting more on top of that, depending on the makeup of their student population and programs. Take disabled students, for example. There would be a dollar amount that would be allotted specifically for programming for those students. And there would be a one-time $300 million pool of money that schools could get a piece of to fund innovative programs that would improve performance and save money.
I mean, this is not like some difficult thing to figure out. If you are poor, you're going to get more. If you're richer, you're going to get less, both in the first 20 and the next 15. If you have disabled students, you're going to get help. If you have gifted students, you're going to get help. It's not like, well, I didn't get mine, so therefore I should run to the legislature to figure out how to take it from somebody else. This is why I said to you at the beginning of this is not some politicized deal. You know, one person said to me, well, why didn't you fund more Republican districts? And you know what the answer is? It's not the way you do this. If you put boys and girls first and the schools first, you do it on the basis of you know, where it's needed and where kids can have the best chance.
Kasich says the kindergarten formula will change. Schools that provide all-day kindergarten will get twice as much money. And speaking of kindergarten and first grade, more of those students will be able to use vouchers for private schools. That's something Cynthia Williams likes. Her child is already in an online charter school.
I think that putting the power in the parents' hands, who ultimately know what's best for their child, to decide what the child's school of choice should be is a good thing. And the more options we have, whether those are vouchers, charter schools, or online e-schools like my child attends, I think it's a good thing.
The plan is already drawing criticism from Democrats. Jared Kurtz is with the Ohio Democratic Party.
The governor has introduced an education plan that is short on details.
Democrats want to see details of Kasich's plan, but so far there's one area that already has them upset.
One thing that we know for sure is that the governor chose not to fully restore the $1.8 billion in cuts that he slashed that were epic historical cuts in 2011. He hasn't made those up. And that was the biggest criteria looking at this program.
District-by-district breakdowns of Kasich's plan are set to be released the middle of next week. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.